Welcome to the pregame show. High school football is just around the corner here on Sunny 101.3. First, we sit down with the head coaches to get their thoughts on tonight's matchup. We send it now to Sunny's John Nixon.
It's time for our Peru State Coach Show with Coach Casey Crehan. As the Bobcats coming off a win last week, they defeated Clark 20-0. Coach, that's three straight wins for the Bobcats and a shutout for the defense and the team. Things went well last week, it looks like.
Yeah, I played hard and worked hard on a week of practice and went out and played well on the field on Saturday, and it was nice to get a win in front of our home crowd.
The numbers for the kids on defensive side are just impressive. Allowed five first downs. The other team went 0 for 13 on third down, 47 yards total offense, 9 tackles for losses, and 1 penalty in the ball game. Those are all great numbers. When you're playing football as a coach, you got to love those numbers.
Absolutely. It's always nice when you can go up there, play clean football and be relatively penalty-free the way we were. I think that showed a great attention to detail by our players, and, they went out, worked hard, and performed during the game.
You know, we've talked about it a little bit. Last year was such a mess with everything with COVID and so few games played. You're getting in here. We're mid-season now in season. I'm going to call it 1.5 here, basically. You can see in the progress out of the kids and the team you're wanting to see at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we don't look too far in the past or too far in the future. Mm-hmm. We aren't a big program that sets a ton of goals. We just try to embrace the process and win every day. I always tell the team there's not much we can do about, that week or next month or anything like that. We can control us today. And so we just try to go out today, get a little bit better fundamentally, a little bit better schematically.
Well, we'll come back. We'll talk about the next game up for the Bobcats coming up on Saturday afternoon right after this timeout.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Welcome back to our Peru State College Coaches Show with Coach Casey Crehan. The Bobcats getting ready to hit the road on Saturday. Coach, on the road over to Oskaloosa, Iowa to take on William Penn. They're 1-7 on the year, but I see all the time, it didn't really matter what records are. It just doesn't matter. Everything's tough in this conference.
Well, there's no doubt. And when you watch the tape, they've been very competitive against a lot of teams, there were just a couple plays here and there that could turn out on some of those games, or they could have very easily been on the winning side record-wise, have a different record at this point. But, they're really a challenge. They're a physical football team. They play with great energy. Like I said, physicality. They never give up. They're going to fight you for 60 minutes, so we're certainly going to have our hands full on Saturday.
You certainly are. Plus, you throw a road trip in there, and that's always interesting going on the road. It's about 3.5 hours. That's not a bad trip for the grand scheme when we get to this level of college football, but still a road trip, you always have a little trepidation.
Well, yeah, I mean, playing on the road always presents a new set of challenges, and it's different in every part you play. So I'm sure this will be no different. I always talk to the team about, the environment might change, the time might change, but we don't change. We do what we have to do. We play when they tell us to play. We play when they tell us to play, and then we got to go play. That's our job.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good for this week. Good luck to the Bobcats coming up Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
Peru State on the road, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday over at Oskaloosa against William Penn. And that's our Peru State Coaches Show for this week. Kickoff on Saturday over at Oskaloosa against William Penn. That's our Peru State Coaches Show for this week.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon.
It's time now for high school football on Sunny 101.3 tonight. It is a backyard battle tonight between the Rockport Blue Jays and the Mound City Panthers. Never quite sure who's going to win this game. Rockport coming in here 5-3 after a tough loss last week to a South Holt. Rockport 5-3 on the year, trying to hold on to that number 6 position and get a bye week next week in the opening round of district play. For Mound City, 4-4 on the year, they're sitting number 7. They need a win tonight to have any hope of getting up to that bye spot next week, so the top 6 get a bye in District 4. Mound City 4-4 on the year, Rockport 5-3. We will see what happens. I had a chance to visit with the coaches this week with Taylor Sandiford, Mound City, and of course with Coach Dalton Jones of the Rockport Blue Jays. We'll hear from the coaches. We'll do that coming up right after this, a visit with Coach Taylor Sandiford of the Mound City Panthers on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and local advantage, we are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's time now to visit with the coaches. Tonight we begin with the visitors. We begin with Mound City Coach Taylor Sandiford, his team on the road tonight up at Rockport. Coach, this is one of those games that I'm sure all the fans and all the kids look forward to playing Rockport and Mound City every year. One of those rivalry games, and it's a pretty important game tonight.
Oh, yeah, it is. Tonight's a very important game against them. It's big for our kids, and it's big going into the postseason. So we got to come out tonight and do things the right way.
Now, we know we talk postseason football, Missouri eight-man football. The good news is win, lose, or draw tonight, you know you're going to get at least one more game in the postseason in districts. But it sure would be nice to get a win, have a couple things break the right way. And while the kids may want to play an extra game, it sure be a nice time to have a week off next week, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can get a week off this time of the year really helps.
Now, Rockport's a good football team. They're 5-3. Your kids are 4-4 now. So you look on paper and go, well, that's a pretty even ball game. And Rockport, last week, was the first chance I got to see them. I was impressed by the size of the young men up front for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they've got some size up front. They do some things really well up front. So we got to do a great job of being physical up front with our linemen.
Yeah. And traditionally, Mound City gets... It seems like Mound City is always the smaller team, especially along the line of scrimmage. You've been fighting that battle for a number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing. When we played that first state game, and Worth County had us overmatched by quite a bit there. but it, as I tell the boys, it's all about angles and how you block, not necessarily size. So we just got to be great with technique and do that correctly.
Spoken like a true old offensive lineman, Coach.
Yep, I've been there.
That never leaves you, does it?
Nope.
This game tonight, Rockport, we don't know what their situation is. I know their quarterback, their spin back, got dinged up last week. We don't know what his availability is as you and I talk, but they are a good team, and they're strong on the ground.
Oh, absolutely. They do a lot of things well. As you said, you know, they're 5-3. So we got to come out tonight. We got to do a great job being physical up front, and we just got to come out tonight with some energy.
One thing I saw in their game last week, a couple of big special teams plays, two kickoffs returned for touchdowns, including the first time they got the ball, they returned it for a touchdown to tie the ball game up. But on the first, there, I said the first kickoff they got, and then they got one in the second half, too. Oftentimes special teams get overlooked, but it's one you're going to have to really concentrate on with this team.
Oh, absolutely. That's stuff we've worked on this week. We got to be excellent in those aspects, and just flipping field position. We got to get them tackled soon on kickoffs and get them down on the ground and get our defense out there to get some stops.
We had talked in the coaches show earlier this week, and you're getting most of the kids back. You've had this injury or that injury, but like we said, everybody has them this time of the year. But maybe the kids that were a little more dinged up, maybe be able to get back and be a little healthier than they have been in recent weeks for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight we'll have William Rother back in there full-time at quarterback, and that will help. Now, Cole Gillenwater's done a great job for us at quarterback when he's had to step in.
Yes.
But just that experience of William Rother being a lineman before, just helping the line out make those adjustment calls, it will really help us up there.
As you said, Mr. Gillenwater did a nice job again. We saw a couple weeks ago. But when your starter comes back in, especially quarterback, confidence, it just makes everybody's confidence rise a little bit more when that starter's back in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As I said, he's been up there on the line before, so he knows the adjustments and the calls to make. So he can actually slow down his cadence, make the calls for them, and then continue his cadence.
Tell me this, Coach. What are a couple of the keys of the game tonight if things are going well for Mound City?
A couple things we're going to have to do. Not allow big plays, whether that's special teams defensively. We can't give up big plays. And then we just got to be up aggressive up front on the line.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right. Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm,
for your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farming City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farming City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to turn our attention to the Rockport Blue Jays and visit with Coach Dalton Jones. As Coach, the kids are coming in here. It's been a good season. But your boy, you're coming off a tough loss last week. I know there was a big buildup of that game of South Hold, and such a good football game to watch. And it just you lose the winning score with 1 second left in the ball game. That just has to eat at you for a while.
Oh yeah, it does. It is. It's so tough losing a game like that. You know, and we just couldn't get a stop when we needed to. And you know, we would have liked to have been able to have the ball a little bit. We actually ran a kickoff back, I think, in the fourth quarter, which actually I think was good. I'm glad we scored, but I think it actually hurt us because our defense had to stay back out on the field instead of trying to put together a drive. So that really hurt us a little bit. And it's, you know, yeah, it does sting, but, you know, gosh darn it, we can't just, you know, worry about last week anymore. I mean, we, you know, we're on to you know, Mound City, and hopefully got to regroup and just go back at it again and understand it's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be the same thing.
I mean, probably the same thing that we faced last week. We just hopefully have a better result.
The Panthers coming in 4-4. I don't think it's any secret. Aiden Burke got hurt. I think it was 5:01 to go, if I remember on the clock, when he came out of the ballgame last week. Got dinged up. So I guess from what I'm hearing, he's not going to be available for you tonight.
No, he's not. Nope, he's going to be out with a concussion. He made a hit on I can't remember who on Salvo, but he made a big hit for us. Yep, just headed in the wrong position there, and he will not be able to play for us this week. So we put in Micah Makings. He's taken reps there before. You know, he's had some big games, so we're going to put him back there and just run with that. We've been able to rotate a lot of guys through that backfield this year. So we just kind of keep rotating them.
No, we had commented several times during the game last week how tough Aiden was, because I think he's just like 6'3", and I don't know what the weight is, but I'm guessing around 150 pounds. He's a long, lean drink of water, but on both sides of the ball, he played a terrific ball game right up till he got hurt.
Yeah, he did. I believe he had 17 tackles on the night, and threw a couple good passes, and ran, you know, was blocking and running hard too. I mean, yeah, he is a pretty tough kid. Sometimes we have to kind of rein him back in because he plays a little reckless, and he might have been a little reckless there. But you know, I don't mind that every once in a while. I just sometimes that can bite us in the butt a little bit.
Right.
He's one tough cookie, and you know, I've been fortunate to watch him grow up and get that toughness in him. So.
Mm-hmm. We look on paper at teams, and I looked at your team on paper, and I said, oh, you got some pretty good size up front. And then I got that ball game last week, and I looked at your front line. I went, holy cow, that's about as big 8-man football line as you're going to see.
Oh, yeah, they're a decent size line. Yeah, we got some big boys up there. You know, Jared Hunter, Brent Heron, and then Tulum Pankall. They're some big guys. They do well for us. We're still making a few mistakes here and there, but they're doing well. They're improving every week and trying to get better, and they want to get better. So they're doing well for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about tonight's ballgame, Mound City. They don't do much different unless they get their hand forced, but they like to run that football as often as they can, and they sweep left, they sweep right, they try some stuff up the middle, and it doesn't really change from year to year, but it's just a successful program.
Yeah, they've done, you know, they've done the same things over every year, and they always seem to have success with it. So, yeah, they've established a really good program. The kids know their offense from junior high until they're, you know, and they just learned it every year. So they've established a really good program down there. And, you know, we kind of know what they're going to do. I mean, we fully expect that. We know what they're going to do. We practiced it all week. It's going to be physical. We know they're going to get us every once in a while, but we just have to make sure that we are, you know, not being super, you know, super aggressive, trust our reads, trust our keys, and trust that everybody's going to do their job too. So if we do those things, I think we'll have some success.
And most football players want to play every week, so your kids probably like to have an extra game last week. The coaching staff's going, we could use a week off, so this is an important ball game. I don't know how the playoffs will shake out as district play starts next week, but I think you're still in the running for a bye next week.
Yeah, from my understanding, it's the top six in our district this year will get a week off, and there'll be like a play-in week next week.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can win, from my understanding, the way it's shaping out, I think that's how it'll go. If we can pick up the win, we can get a bye week. So our kids, you know, that's kind of the talking point of the week is, hey, you know, you guys can get a week off. We can heal up a little bit, do some light things all week, and, you know, even get a couple days completely off from football. So that's a driving, hopefully a motivating factor for our kids. Hey, we can get a week off and kind of recoup and regroup as we get ready to go into the playoffs. And as a coach, I think our coaches, we kind of like, man, a couple days off wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, yeah. Get a win and get a sort of a vacation. That would be great. All right, Coach.
Yeah.
With that, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
We're back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Never underestimate a person's judgment when they choose to purchase their vehicle at Brinkman Brothers, your Buick, Pontiac, and Chevrolet dealer in Tecumseh. Professionalism and reliability are obvious, or how else could they have been in business for over 40 years? Brinkman boasts a huge showroom, and they believe that personal service after the sale is as important as the sale. Visit Brinkman Brothers on the Courthouse Square in Tecumseh. Judge for yourself. You're bound to agree.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And good evening, everybody, from Blue Jays Stadium in Rockport, Missouri. It's time for Missouri 8-man football, final regular season game for both of these squads here tonight. Mound City and Rockport is an important game. They tell us that the winner gets a bye next week, and the loser will probably host a first-round district playoff game as the bottom four seeds in a 10-team district will play each other for the right to go against the top six, some of them the next Friday night. So that is where we are at, an important game for both of these squads tonight. I'm John Nix, along with Troy Nelson, and Troy is over around the corner. I don't know what he's doing. I can't see him, but I know he's here.
Troy, are you there?
Yes. Okay. All right.
It's like playing Marco Polo.
Yeah, I thought maybe like, where's Waldo? But where's Troy? So, at any rate, we're very happy to be here. We are very close to the field here at Rockport tonight, and we will have a good view of the game. And this hopefully will be a good ball game tonight between these two schools. Mount City is 4-4. Rockport is 5-3 on the cutoff. Boy, tough loss last week. You heard us talk to the coach about 40-34, losing a game on a score to touchdown at South Holt in the final second. There was 1 second left on the clock when that touchdown was scored last Friday night. So Blue Jays will want to remedy that and try to get that bye next week. We said they will be without their spin-back quarterback, Aiden Burke. He got injured in the game last week, and he is, according to, I talked to some of the folks who were operating, said, well, he's feeling better. But he's still had a rough week, so hopefully he'll get better as you'll maybe be able to come back in a week or two, who knows, or at least for basketball. That was a hard hit he took. Troy, let's go ahead and look at the starting lineup tonight here at Rockport. I'll go with the Mountain City offense first. It will be at the left end, Will Young. Will is a 6'4", 175-pound senior. Running back, Brendan Tubbs, 5'11", 175-pound senior. The other running back will be Trevor Tubbs, 5'11", 170-pound junior. Also at the end tonight, Jesse Knapp, 210-pound senior. At quarterback will be William Rother, 170-pound senior. And up front on the offensive line, Rylan Hall. He is a 185-pound junior. Noah Oswald, 195-pound junior. And Chase Minor, a 225-pound sophomore. You're starting offensive unit for Mound City, Troy.
All right, you're starting defense for Mound City. On the defensive line be number two, Brendan Tubbs, senior. In the middle will be number 42, Noah Oswald, junior. And your other defensive lineman will be number 91, Trenton Thompson, a senior. Your linebacking crew will be number 25, William Rother, senior. Number 45, Quentin Brandon, junior. And number 81, Jesse Knapp, a senior. And your defensive backs will be number 7, Will Young, senior. And then number 31, Trevor Tubbs, a junior.
Offensive leader, excuse me, for Rockport, they will go with Coach Dalton Jones' offensive lineup. Up front, it'll be Truland Pankow, 140-pound senior, one guard. The other guard, Jarrett Hunter, 235, and a junior. And the man in the middle, it's center, Brendan Heron, 250-pound sophomore. The ends, and we're going to see several variations of the offense side. Brecklin Kelly, 140-pound junior, at an end. Colton Stevens, 180-pound senior. He'll be at end and maybe some running back tonight. Phillip Heron at running back and a wing. He is 155-pound junior. We'll see Micah Makings. He'll be a spin back tonight, 185-pound junior. Corby Jacob is a freshman that will be in the lineup at times tonight, along with Dakota Evans, 140-pound sophomore. And that's the offense for Rockport.
All right, and your defensive starters for the Rockport Blue Jays. On the line, number 2, Truland Pankow, junior. Number 26, Corby Jacob, freshman. And then number 62, Jarrett Hunter, junior. And 78, Jacoby Hogue, sophomore. Your linebacking crew will be number 22, Phillip Heron, junior. Number 28, Colton Stevens, a senior. And then your defensive backs will be number 18, Brucken Kelly, a junior. Number 30, Dakota Evans, a sophomore.
We are ready to go here. Rockport won the toss. They defer to the second half. They will be kicking off to Mound City and getting ready to boot the ball away. I believe it's Hunter, 62, Troy.
That's Hunter I got.
Okay.
Yep.
Hunter hits it, long kick, and it's going to go over the head of the Mound City return man back to their deepest, Brendan Tubbs. It went past him into the end zone, and Mound City will have a first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line to start this first possession of the ballgame. Right at the top of the hour, you're listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City, Mound City, and Rockport as we get ready for this Highway 275 conference football game here tonight at Blue Jay Stadium. Mound City at the 15. We're playing eight-man football here tonight if you're just tuning in. And ready to roll. Four defensive linemen and two linebackers for Rockport. Rother will turn. He will give the ball off. And, oh, there's nowhere for him to go. And on the road, they've got their old uniforms on. Holy cow. Okay. Well, I know William Rother is the quarterback. And it's a gain of a yard on first down, Troy.
All right, 26 in on the tackle there, Corby Jacob for Rockport.
So we come back to live action here. Split the backs, a run blitz, toss the ball back. Runner will be Brendan Tubbs around the right side as he sweeps over there. He'll be across the 20, out to around the 21-and-a-half-yard line to pick up 5 on the play, make it third down. We'll call it third and a long 4 here.
Micah Makings, your junior, getting the defensive tackle there for the Blue Jays.
Mound City has in the backfield now Trevor Tubbs is wearing 14 tonight, not 31. And Rother will keep it on the right side. He's got room to run. He's on the side. He breaks away, and he is all the way down inside Blue Jay territory, and he'll be down to the 33-yard line on that play. So a great run and the first down of the ball game for Mound City's Panthers.
Junior Micah Makings coming up and making the tackle, and he was the last Blue Jay up there. Otherwise, there would have been a touchdown, but good tackle, a touchdown-saving tackle there for the Blue Jays.
Well, that's a 20-yard gain on that play. And now here we go, first and 10. Rother back, he'll hand off, the back cutting to the left side, up the field on the left side, Trevor Tubbs, and Trevor will be down inside the 25. Around the 24-yard line where they stopped the clock. Did he get the first down? Let's see. Yes, he did. Now spot him at the 23. He'll pick up 11 on the play.
Junior linebacker Philip Heron coming in on the hitting him low for the tackle for Rockport.
Now we're coming back here the other way. Mound City football. First possession of the ball game. I'll run split backs, run blitz is shown. Rother keeps it, bootleg right side, and he's got room. He's to the corner. He turns upfield, and he is out of bounds, short of the goal line and around the 2-yard line is what it looks like from my view, Troy.
Yeah, we're on the short on the long side of the field here, looking all the way across, but it looks like Micah Makings getting the tackle for Rockport.
From the 23 down to, well, I'm going to call it the 1-yard line, a 22-yard pickup for William Rother. Now first and goal for Mound City. Brendan Tubbs on the left, Trevor on the right. Rother, the quarterback, calling the count, turns, hands it off, touchdown over the right side. Brendan Tubbs, the left halfback, takes a handoff, and he goes into the end zone. The first score of the game belongs to the Mound City Panthers. 1-yard touchdown run. Score coming. That's going to be a 2-yard touchdown run. Excuse me. And now the 2-point try coming for the Mound City Panthers here. They'll line them up. Same formation. Rother under center. Split back set. Ready. Back to pass. Lots of pressure. Throws. And the ball is batted away. Incomplete in the end zone. 6-0 Mound City will return to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Rockport, Missouri here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. With 9:51 left in the first quarter, a 2-yard run by Brendan Tubbs. All right, 6 plays, 65 yards.
Here's the kick.
Conversion is missed.
Up the field, and we've got a touchdown coming here. The kickoff went deep. It is caught, and for the second week in a row, after giving up a score on the first drive of the game, Rockport answers with a kickoff return for a touchdown. They did that last week. This week it's Dakota Evans bringing it back for the score to knot it up at 6 apiece. So a great run back, Dakota Evans, with the kickoff return for the touchdown, knots our game up at 6-6. And that will go as about a 70-yard return. Now the 2-point try, snap the ball back, running the play, and getting knocked down short of the goal line that time for Rockport. Carrying the football was Colton Stevens. 6 apiece, and we're back again in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef,
They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and runs of sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite runs of sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Rockport, Missouri here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. With 9:40 left in the first quarter on a 70-yard kickoff return by Dakota Evans, ties the game up at 6-6 because the PAT was no good.
Well, we played 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and so far we got two touchdowns on the board, one for each team, no extra points yet. And here comes the kickoff by the Blue Jays. It is a line drive kick, going to roll back, picked up at the 8-yard line by Tubbs. Tubbs up the field with the football. That is going to be brought back up there by Brendan Tubbs, and he'll be from the 8 up to the 19-yard line.
Corby Jacob in on the tackle for Rockport.
At the 18-yard line.
So they spot the ball. Okay, there they set it down on the 18-yard line. So that's where Mountain City will start this drive with 9:36 to go here in quarter number one, 6-6 tie. Panthers over the football. Rother back looking. He'll get the ball away now, and it goes to Trevor Tubbs. Trevor tries the left side. He gets his way out to the 20-yard line and pick up of 2 yards on the play.
Junior Philip Heron coming from his linebacking position to making the tackle for the Blue Jays.
Well, so far, Rockport, 6 on the board, haven't ran an offensive play other than a two-point try. As I said, that's the way they started last week. It'll be Noah Oswald, the center for Mount C, leading him up over the football. Split back set, 2nd and 8 from the 20. Ruther bootleg to the right side, and they've got him around the hips this time. And William has nowhere to go, no gain on the play.
Your senior linebacker, Colton Stevens, wrapping him up high and bringing him down.
And so they've been using that play the last several years to perfection as quarterback. Bootlegs, they come around the end there, and boy, they've been very successful for them. That time, Rockport had it well defensed. But now 3rd down and long for the Panthers. 3rd down and 8. See, they've got the split formation. Ruther calling out the line play. Now backs up. Now he'll go back under center. And ready to go. He'll fake the toss. He'll look to pass. He throws up the field for Will Young, and they're all over him.
Yep.
Defender ran right up his back, and it's going to be pass interference. And Mountain City is going to get a 1st down via the penalty here.
Rockport had 2 defenders back there. They covered it pretty well, but obviously way too close as John said, and ran right up over the top of him, and the receiver falls flat on his face. And so there's your penalty.
They'll bring up 1st down and 10. They'll mark it off from the 20-yard line. They'll take it out to the 30-yard line. It's a 10-yard penalty. 1st down for the Panthers at 30 on their own side of midfield. Now we come back. Referee. No, that's what I thought. Let's go up to the 35, 15-yard penalty. Thought we stopped a little short, but I didn't want to embarrass myself. But you're right. I like to point out when I'm right. It doesn't happen that often. Split back set from the 35. Rother right up the middle. He hands the ball off. Loose is Brendan Tubbs. Tubbs across midfield down to the 30-yard line of Rockport. That will be a gain of 15 more on the play.
Micah Makings coming up from the defensive back position and getting another tackle.
So Mound City, with the help of that pass interference call, able to take the ball down the field here to the 30 of Rockport. Split backs near side left hash mark. Bouncing going right to left toward the north end zone. Toss the ball back, carrying the football. Trevor Tubbs. Trevor is pushed over on the sideline. They'll be brought down inbounds after a short gain from the 35 down to around the 32-yard line, it looks like. We'll see where they set the ball down here. Heard a lot of bodies in on that play on both sides. put a flag out there, Troy?
Well, they were blowing the whistle like they were stopping the play for some reason. Yeah, there's a flag holding against Mound City.
Okay.
Mound City.
I'm still looking for it.
Yeah. We are on the opposite side of the field here, and the referee goes the other direction.
It's over here right in front of the Mound City bench. No wonder we couldn't see it. So, a hold against the Panthers will make it first and 20. And Mound City has the ball back in midfield. Split back set near left hash mark. Rother rolling right, a little lob out on the right side. The catch is made over there on the far side for short yardage. Gain of around 5 out of the backfield. Trevor Tubbs made the catch.
Yeah, it looks like the Philip Heron, junior linebacker, coming in for the tackle.
Spot the ball at the 36-yard line. We'll call it a pickup of 4 on the play. Mound City's first complete pass tonight. First one to count with a penalty on the other one. Third down and about 17 to go here for the Panthers. Rother tosses the ball back. Brendan Tubbs running right, moves up the field on that far right sideline. Oh, a flag way over on the Rockport bench. I think they took one of the Panther players out way beyond the sideline over there. And that's,
I was watching that play out there, John, and
against Mound City.
Against Mound City. Their blocker took the Blue Jay lineman and just kept pushing him out, doing what he was supposed to do. He stayed intact until he heard the whistle, but then he just shoved him straight into the Rockport bench and pile-dived two of their players standing over there as well.
Well, that's what I saw was the two Blue Jays go down. I was looking for a rocker for a Mound City player.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a unsportsmanlike penalty. 15-yard will put the ball back at the 32-yard line. Mound City on their own side of midfield.
You know, and it's he was doing what he was taught to do. He had his block. He kept intact. He kept pushing him, you know, play until the whistle's blown. But as soon as he shoved him out of bounds and then he shoved him into two of the players on the sideline, that's kind of where you got to stop.
All right. Third and 28. Let's see what Coach Tenney draws up here for the Mound City Panthers. Split backs, double tight set. Rother back. Rother, there's that quarterback bootleg. Hit, got away. Hit again, and still on his feet. Down the field he goes, back into close to Blue Jay territory. He'll be knocked down at the 38. So pick up about 6 yards on the play.
Sophomore defensive back Dakota Evans coming up and putting the hit in for the Blue Jays.
So now Mound City in punt formation. We'll see if they actually do here. Good snap. There's a flag down. They're going to blow it dead before the punt gets away. The referee in the backfield threw the flag. And we got another procedure call against the Panthers here. Wow. Mound City with their third penalty of this drive, and they were aided by a 15-yard pass interference penalty. Now the ball's back to the 33-yard line. In there to punt for the Panthers, I believe, is Quentin Brandon. Good punt away. Micah Makin staying away from it. The ball hits at the 20, bounces forward, and it'll be down right around the 15-yard line. We'll see where they spot him down here. So
Trevor Tubbs up there putting touching the ball to make it down for Mound City.
Panthers turned away. Rockport gets what will turn out to be their first actual possession of the ball game here with 5:57 to go in this first quarter. 6-6 ball game here at Rockport. Blue Jay football. They come over the football. Micah making the spin back tonight. Snap it back. Makin's coming straight forward with the football. No, that was not Makin. That was 28. That was Colton Stevens with the carry. And Colton will pick up 2.5, maybe 3 on the play.
Senior linebacker William Rother in on the tackle for the Panthers.
Second down now. 8 to go. 2nd and 7, we'll call it. We'll give him 3 yards on the play. We are I'm sitting even with the 27-yard line down here on the south end of the field. Snap the ball straight back. Running back runs over the left side, short yardage again. Again, that is going to be Stevens on the carry for Rockport. It'll bring up third down and about three.
Senior defensive back Will Young coming up and putting the stop in for Mound City.
Colton Stevens getting the start tonight on offense. In the backfield with Makings. Blue Jays come over the football. Third down and about three here at their own 22-yard line. And the ball Makings, I believe, gets free this time. He'll have the first down out across the 25 to about the 28. Nope, Dakota Evans. They're really crossing me up down there, Troy. Dakota Evans, number 30, carrying the football.
Chase Meyer and Trevor Tubbs in on the tackle for Mound City.
Ball out to the 26-yard line there. Gain of three. First down. And here come the Blue Jays again. They would just love to grind it out here. Both teams like to do the same thing. Could be a pretty short game in that aspect.
Yes.
Tears the snap back. Running the left side with the football. And taken down the backfield is Colton Stevens on a nice defensive effort.
Will Young coming up from his defensive back position and just blew through everybody and hit him right around the knees and dropped him for a loss.
Mound City playing with three defensive linemen, couple of linebackers. Well, now they're going to sneak somebody else up there, maybe. I know. Line them up all over the field. Okay. Four down linemen now for Mound City. And now the snap goes back, and the back has no running room again. Good job by the Panther defense carrying the football that time once again, Colton Stevens.
Brought down by Rylan Hall, a junior.
Third down, and we'll call 11. We'll give him a yard on the play. So the Blue Jays need something to get a first down here, get out of a little bit of a hole here. First quarter action, 6-6 ball game. Important game. Split a man wide to the right side. I believe that's Evans over here to the near side for Rockford. One back in the backfield. There's a split man to the left. And an inside handoff goes to... No, they kept it. Now they throw it up the field. And it's going to be a touchdown because the receiver stuck behind the defense and going the distance for the score is going to be Corby Jacob, a freshman. Makings with the pass after he faked the reverse. Nice play, that one.
Yeah.
They put Rockford ahead.
They drew that up pretty well.
That will go as a 55-yard touchdown pass for the Rockport Blue Jays. And now the two-point try to make it an 8-point lead for Rockport. There's the snap. Back to Makings. He will spin inside from the three. The knockdown short. Good play with the Panther defense. It's now 12-6. Rockport leads. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Blue Jay Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. The 2:39 left in the first quarter on a 55-yard pass from Micah Makings to Corby Jacob. Capped a six-play, 65-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed. All right, Mound City 12, Rockport 6.
Jared Hunter set to kick it away here for the Blue Jays. Tees it up at the 30-yard line. He approaches the ball. It's a low squibber, and it's going out of bounds over on the far sideline on the Blue Jays side in front of their home fans. So we'll back it up and kick it again, or else Mount City can take it up the field at about the 30 or 35 here. I forget which it is. They're going to take the football. So Mount City will have it first and 10 after we set the ball down here somewhere. 25-yard line. There you go. 2:39 to go here in quarter number one. Blue Jays have the lead. Panthers split the backs. Rother fakes, boots to the right side. Ooh, good defense. They've got him corralled. He'll squeeze forward for maybe a yard on the play, but that's it. Good job by the Blue Jay defense.
Corby Jacobs and Micah Makey is making the tackle for Rockport.
Got a half a yard. We'll call it second and nine.
Second and a long nine.
Ball will be at the 30, just across the 30. They know the football on the 31-yard line. The Panthers, as we've said over and over, it's a test with their program they've had. They don't run a lot of plays, but they run them well. And now here's a handoff coming to the left side. Will be Tubbs carrying the football. Trevor that time trying to go to the left, and Trevor finds no running room. He's knocked down for no gain.
Philip Heron, you know, the tackle for Rockport.
Not only is the Blue Jays missing their quarterback, also in that situation, they are missing Aiden Burke, who is a fine defensive back for them. I think he said Coach did 17 tackles last week before he got injured. There we go. Split the backs. Fullback behind the quarterback. They're bringing back on the right side. That's the wide side of the field. And the handoff goes up the middle and carrying the ball to the left side and taking out of bounds over here on the near side will be Brendan Tubbs, short of the first down.
Colton Stevens and Micah Makings teaming up to shove him out of bounds on the near sideline.
Gain of four will bring up a fourth and five from the 35, from the 30-yard line, excuse me. Again, punt formation for Mound City coming here, it looks like. Quentin Brandon, the punter, Rockport, playing everybody up tight. And the punt is away. Now, Mound City running down to cover it up. The ball rolls inside the 20, turns right. And it's going to be down to around the 16-yard line, it looks like, down there.
Brandon's
punt. So, good punt. And the Blue Jays get the ball back.
Blue Jays will have
first and 10. Their own 16-yard line here, leading 12-6. Got a minute three to go here in quarter number one. 12-6, Blue Jays lead. Mound City needing a stop here. Don't want to fall behind by two scores here, if you can help it, even in the first quarter. So here come the Blue Jays over the football in their wing. They'll snap it straight back and run the ball over on the left side and getting loose for a moment over there on that far side.
Stevens
again, 28. That is Colton, a senior, 180-pounder, getting the start tonight, and he'll have good chunk of yardage and first down yardage. Going to spot him down.
Picked up enough for the first.
At the 26, it looks like it. Just exactly what he needed.
Trevor Tubbs pushing him out of bounds on the far sideline.
First down. Here we go. Blue Jays again. Snap it back. Straight ahead and now trying to move to the outside. Nothing doing this time. The Blue Jays stopped Stevens immediately. Tried it up the middle, and that was a strong spot for Mound City that time.
All right, so there's a number on my score sheet I can't figure out. Their number 23 made the tackle. So as you said, John, they switched their home jerseys with their away jerseys, and I don't know which one that was.
Jesse Knapp, I believe,
Jesse Knapp.
23, at least on my program. I hope it's right, Mound City folks. We apologize. We got all the new numbers 2 weeks ago, and we had Mound City on the air. And now ball loose, and Mount City's on top. I believe that's Knapp that fell on the football back around the 26-yard line.
All right, there you go, number 23, Jesse Knapp.
So Mound City gets what they need, a turnover here. And they'll get the ball back with 5 seconds to go in the first quarter here, trailing 12-6. Ball at the Rockport. Where are we at here? At the 27. Split back set. Rother back, hands off, bootleg right side. Rother with running room. Rother is going to be down short of the goal line over there on that far side. But he's going to be close to the goal line, and that will be the end of the first quarter. We'll line them all up and find out where they spot the ball. 12-6 Rockport back after 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6080. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
It's Panther football at the 5 yard line as we get down the field here and get it set with the start of the second quarter. 12-6 Rockport with the lead in this Highway 275 conference game, a district game here tonight. Very important victory for whoever gets it tonight. They might get a week off next week. Rother will turn. He will hand the ball off, and Tubb straight ahead into the end zone will be Brendan Tubbs for the Mound City score. We're tied up again at 12 apiece. That's a 5 yard touchdown run. Mound City, 110 yards on the ground now. That was just a two-play, 27-yard drive for the Panthers. Now for the lead for Mound City here in a 12-12 ball game. That drive lasting 10 seconds. Turn and hand the ball off and a new ball carrier for Mound City and into the end zone with the carry, Cole Gillenwater. Gillenwater gets in there for the score and Mound City takes the lead again. 14-12. We're back at 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's physical therapy department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Blue Jay Stadium here with 11:55 left in the second quarter. A 5 yard run by Brendan Tubbs capped the 2-play 27-yard drive. Cole Gillenwater in for the 2-point conversion gives Rockport the 2-point lead at 12-14.
And the left footed kick is away and it's going to be back to the 10-yard line and up the field of the football. Dakota Evans turned the last one 70 yards. Not this time. He'll get a 10-yard return to the 20 where Rockport will take over first down and 10.
Looks like he's brought down there by,
I believe, Kane Durr was in there, a freshman. Number 10, what number did you have, Troy?
I had 61.
61, that's going to be nobody on my program.
Right.
Okay, sorry. Well,
that's the way it works.
It's the way it goes some nights. This is going to be one of them nights. All right, here come the Blue Jays over the football. They'll snap it with a wingman on the left side and taking the ball straight ahead on the right side. taking the snap that time is Micah Makings, and Micah will move out to the 22.5. We'll call it a 2-yard gain on first down for the Blue Jays.
In on the tackle there was number 20, William Rother.
Rother.
Rowe.
Longo.
Longo.
We called him Rother for quite a while. I think maybe his brother, and finally they corrected us. It's Longo. And he plays well enough to be called whatever he wants to be called.
Yes, he's doing great tonight.
There he goes. In the wing, pass attempt coming. A throw to the left, and it's a little too much mustard on that one. Throwing the ball was left-hander Corby Jacob, the freshman. He tried to get it out there in the flat on the left side to Phillip Heron, and Phillip couldn't hang on to that one.
And he had him open. There wasn't a white shirt around him for about 5 yards. He could have had some extra yardage if he had brought that one down.
Well, either team expecting to face a lot of passes on defense in this ball game. These two teams like to run the football. Here we go, third down and a long seven here. Wingman on the right side this time. Back he goes, Jacob looking and he's hit, and he is sandwiched at about. They're going to call him down to the 16-yard line. He had a tackle all the way back around the 13.
Chase Meyer and Rylan Hall teaming up to bring him down for a sack. About a
loss of six.
Six.
All right, now fourth down, punt formation for the Blue Jays here. Let's see if they punt it away here. They do, straight up. Ball's going to land short of midfield.
Flag. We're roughing the kicker back here.
And it's going to take bounce.
Marked down by Stevens.
And a flag in the backfield.
Yep, roughing the kicker.
Officials going to look it over here. Man in the white hat says personal foul. As Troy said, roughing the kicker. That's going to be good for a first down.
You know, when they watching that play out, and again, the Mound City lineman just shoving the offensive lineman backwards, and I think he just kind of shoved him into his own punter, and I didn't see a white jersey hit the blue jersey.
You were going to spot the ball out to the 31-yard line now. Mound City got the stop they needed with a 2-point lead, and then roughed the punter.
And I think that's what Coach Standiford is talking to the referee about here.
Second big 15-yarder against the Panthers in this ballgame. Makings, spin back, they'll snap the ball instead. Off to the right side of the flag down in the backfield. It's coming to the near side is Phillip Heron, and that's probably back. We're going to have probably another holding call.
Yeah. Will Young coming defensive back position to make the tackle for Mound City.
Referee comes up to talk to another official. If that official makes the call, nobody's going to argue with him, are they?
Oh, no.
Man, that's a big man.
Yes. Of course, they're all big compared to me.
He's looking down at that.
Here.
He's looking down at that referee. About two stories down.
But if this is your typical holding call, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. It's where the ball was at, but that's hard to say from where he threw that flag. Flag was in the offensive backfield.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something else.
Nope, it is holding. Oh, two.
Well, and then you got a personal foul against Mound City.
Wow.
Offsetting penalties.
Off that one flag. Because there was not two flags thrown here, so I don't quite understand the...
Well, one guy might have got them both. So it's a do-over. It's first and ten again, offsetting penalties, and it will be Blue Jay football. Coach Taylor Standiford not very happy right now. Three personal foul penalties against his team here, and we've still got 10-13 to go in the second quarter. All right, now we split man wide to the left side for Rockport here. From the 31-yard line, motion man going across. They give the ball off to him. That's Evans. Dakota Evans turns the right side, and he'll be from the 31 out of the 34 to pick up the 3 yards on the play.
Chase Meyer bringing him down for the tackle there for Mound City.
Just an interesting ball game with all the penalties here so far.
You know, you go back to last night, and you said it. We didn't have a whole lot of penalties.
Was there one? I thought about that late last night.
One or two.
I remember one.
And then you come to tonight, and we've got a lot.
Flags everywhere. The wingman on the left side goes in motion again, and they hand the ball off again. Dakota Evans, same type of play, across the 35 to the 37, a gain of three again.
Again, Meyer and Rother in on the tackle.
It's third down and four now for Rockport. Micah Makings gets the play call, comes in here, goes over to Coach Dalton Jones, the offensive trust over there. This time that wing back on the right side of the formation. The snap goes back to Philip Heron. Heron is up close to the first down. They grab him from behind by the hips, start pulling him backward, and he's not going to get there. It's going to be fourth down and a couple.
All right, again, he got Meyer in on the tackle. And I'm losing that number. It's like a number nine.
Nine is Quentin Brandon, linebacker.
Brandon.
All right, the ball will be at the 39 Rockport on their own side of midfield here. And they're going to line up to go for it on fourth and a long two here. So they try to drum off. Here's the snap. It's a low snap. Micah Makings has got the first down and more. The snap wasn't perfect, but he got a hold of it, and he got the first down inside the Mound City 35 down to the 32, a gain of nine.
Rylan Hall in on the tackle for the Panthers.
Mound City had him stopped, forced him to punt, and got called for roughing the punter. Now Rockport able to take advantage of it and driving the ball against the Panthers down to the Mound City 32. Now we go into a wild set. Two receivers, one to either side of the field with a wingman. Slot back on the right side. Inside handoff and a double reverse to Micah Makings going back to the right. And Makings is fighting for yardage, and he'll have short yardage to about the 30 of Mound City.
Young bringing him down for a 3-yard gain.
Second down and seven now for Rockport. Hey, you talk about grinding it out. They're making a hamburger here. Got the ball down to the just inside the 30, maybe call it the 29-yard line here of Mound City. And in the backfield, I believe, is that Jacob, 26. He takes a snap. He hands it to Micah Makings. He goes from right to left, and Micah Makings is knocked down. He might have got a yard, and that's it on the play. Good defense from Mound City again.
Mound City had that one read, and they were in position everywhere they needed to go. Jesse Knapp in on the tackle from Mound City.
Not like the teams don't know each other. They know what each other is going to do. You don't want to play this about every year. It's third down and about six to go here. Third and six for the Rockport Blue Jays here. Leading them up over the football, Brenton Heron, a 250-pound sophomore center. Spread set. Makings goes in motion, back to pass. Jacob looks over the middle. He's got a man. It's complete. It's caught, and it is inside the 10, I believe, of Mound City. Making the catch down there is Dakota Evans.
Trevor Tubbs in on the coverage for Mound City and bringing him down for the tackle. But again, enough for a first down and inside the 10-yard line.
So that ball will move. Troy, where were we at? About the 27?
Oh, somewhere in there.
We're going to call it down at here on the clock. The 9-yard line, an 18-yard pickup. First and goal for the Blue Jays. They're ready to come over the football here. All right, in the backfield. All by himself, taking the handoff. They give it off to the short man who came across. That was Heron. And Heron found nowhere to go. He'll lose 2 yards on the play.
Jesse Knapp, coming from his linebacker position and blowing through that line and met him in the backfield and dropped him for a loss.
All right, here we come. Ready for the next play on second and goal now from the 11-yard line. Mound City leading 14-12 here in the second quarter. In the backfield will be Heron on the left. Snap it to him. He tries the right side, and Phillip is snowballed by a bunch of white jerseys and purple helmets as he fights forward. Might have got back when he lost the previous play.
Dropped down by several fast players.
So it is a third down and goal now from, we'll call it, the 9-yard line. Makings over to get the play call from the coaching staff. Back into the ball game he comes here. They will break the huddle with 4:38 to go in the first half. Makings in the backfield with Heron, it looks like. Snap it back. Makings looking to throw. He does throw, and it's incomplete. They're going to throw a flag. Yes, they are. Defender got there just a little bit early on the pass intended for Colton Stevens. That's going to be a first down, I think.
Wow, that's, you know, the coverage looked pretty good from here, but just, I guess, a little bit too soon.
It was close. It was definitely close, Troy. Now a conference of people in striped shirts down and around the 10-yard line. This is quite the conversation.
You got to give them credit tonight. Those guys are having a lot of talks.
Yeah. Pass interference. First down. That hurts Mound City. Gosh. First and goal. The ball now. Is it third and goal or is it first? How is it first down?
You got third down on the down mark.
Third and goal from the 5. It's not an automatic first down. It's a half the distance penalty. Turn, give the ball off, carrying the football to the right side is going to be Dakota Evans. And Dakota Evans, they grab him by the shoulder pad, and they throw him down for a loss.
That was number 23, Jesse Knapp, linebacker position, senior, doing a nice, this doesn't mean much to you, John, but a great lateral drop in the wrestling position.
Okay,
here.
All right, you say so. Loss of 2 on the play.
We got timeout, Rockport.
Rockport timeout, down by 2, 4th and goal, and we return to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts for many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer's school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Rockport at Blue Jays Stadium. John Nixon, Troy Nelson with you here tonight. So we get ready to roll along here in the second quarter. Fourth down and goal from the 7-yard line. For the Blue Jays, they trail by 2, 14-12, with 4:05 to go here in quarter number 2 tonight. Coaches out talking to their players. Taylor Stanford leaves for Mound City. Making splits wide to the left side. I believe that will be Corby Jacob, the freshman. As a lone setback, Makings comes across. They hand it to him. He may throw it. He backs up. He throws it. It's intercepted. Mound City headed up the field. They're giving chase, and they trip him up, and down goes Tubbs at the 25-yard line. An ill-advised throw, but at least Makings took a shot. He was going to lose yardage, so I guess maybe not ill-advised, just unfortunate maybe for the Panthers, Troy.
Yes. Colton Stevens. Doing the tackle, touchdown saving tackle there for Rockport.
Had he not tripped him up, it was over. So Mound City at their own 25 yard line now, 3:55 left, and they'll bring the ball around the right side. Ruther with that bootleg, and William gets out to the 30 yard line on first down, bring up second down and 5.
Philip Heron in on the tackle for Rockport.
So, as we say, Mound City, they do what they do. They do it pretty well, and I think they've only ran maybe 3-4 different plays here tonight, Troy, total.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple variations on one of them, but they don't run very many plays. Here's a toss back to Tubbs, and it is going to be out to the right side and down the sideline, and across midfield goes Brendan Tubbs for the first down for the Panthers.
All right, Micah Makin shoving them out of bounds close to the 35-yard line. Yes, 35.
15-yard pickup and a Panther first down. Panthers kind of dominating the statistic sheet, but not dominating the scoreboard here, up 14-12. Now we come into the split backs, offset, turn, quarterback, bootleg to the right side, Rother, first down, and more inside the 20 he goes.
Got a late flag.
He is down to about the 19-yard line. There was a blocker there with him. Rother gets up kind of slow.
Colton Stevens making the tackle for Rockport.
Could have been a face mask, could have been a block in the back, could have been a hole, we'll see. Rother over here. The coaches have, he got shaken up on the play. And Rockport stays down where the tackle was made. The officials are back where Mount City, now they're shooting the Panthers back. Well, they were just huddled up. Now Rockport starts to move up the field. Nobody knows right now.
And you got to give these referees credit tonight. They're really talking things out.
Oh, either that or I give them no credit for not knowing what they're doing. But I think you're probably more right than I am.
Uh-huh.
We've got to, okay, now we're going to get a decision. I think it's a block in the back.
Leave a block in the back.
Yep. So instead of a first down at the 19, it will be first down and four. So Rother picks up 6 yards on the play.
Back first.
And then you've got a penalty. So now first and four. The ball is at, well, we'll catch him in. Here's a handoff and run on the left side. Trevor Tubbs open to the left sideline, to the corner, into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. Score, Kevin, from 29 yards away. Touchdown, Panthers, and they extend their lead. So from the 29-yard line, the touchdown goes. And a score now. Mound City advances the lead out to 20-12. 29-yard touchdown. Now a 2-point conversion here. These are big. Rother under center. Back, fakes a toss. Wants to throw. Does a nice defensive play over there on the far side, Troy.
Doing a great job over there on that 2-point conversion. As you said before, that might be a change in the game.
Colton Stevens knocks the ball away, and we'll be back in Rockport after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Rockport, Missouri here with the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. A 2:58 left in the second quarter, 29-yard run by Trevor Tubbs. The 2-point conversion fails. It's 20-12, Mound City.
Coach Taylor Sandiford standing down here at the 13-yard line, engaged in conversation and a very animated display of what he thinks has happened and what the other official thinks has happened. It's been going on all during the timeout.
Yeah.
And they're still talking about it. And their official is showing Coach Stanford what he thinks. Now, I think that's all in that block in the back down there. That's right where it happened, was right there. At any rate, Mound City gets the touchdown and advances their lead now out to 20-12. 2:58 left in this first half. Rockport back to receive the kickoff. Mound City will be booting it away here again. Deep man should be Dakota Evans back there for Rockport. The Mound City ready to kick it away here. There's a low line drive kick, and it's scooped up at the 10-yard line. 15-20 right up the middle, and there goes Evans out to the right side, and a flag, and a second flag. Well, this could be anything. Pretty sure there's going to be a hole or a block on the back of at least one flag. Evans gets out to the 29-yard line, but let's see. One flag came from the referee chasing the play. The other one came from the official that was trailing Mound City on the defense. So do we have two different penalties? I think we do.
Personal foul.
Horse collar against the Panthers. So they both saw the same thing.
Ah, there you go.
Wow, man, all the way down. That's going to take the ball, the 15-yard penalty, all the way down to the 36 of Mound City. All right, ready to go. First and 10. Mound City getting penalized just horribly tonight. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying they don't see Mound City commit this kind of penalties. Not this number. Turn and a sweep, a jet sweep from the right side. Getting the ball is Evans again. Mound City corrals him, and they take him down right around the 30-yard line. He'll be up close to a first down for Rockport.
Will Young in on the tackle for Mound City.
So Evans will pick up 8 yards on the play. 45 yards on the ground for the Blue Jays. Mound City, 165 yards on the ground. And now we've got what, an official timeout?
I'm not sure.
What are we talking about here? Stop the clock. Now we'll start the clock. All right, here we go. Makings in the backfield for Rockport. Also in there with him, I believe, is Stevens. And it goes to Heron, and Philip Heron with a burst up the middle for a first down. He'll be down inside the 20. They took the ball from the 28-yard line. See where they spot him. It's going to be inside the 20 at the 18, a gain of 10 on the play, and a first down for the Blue Jays.
Junior Trevor Tubbs coming up from the defensive back position to make that tackle.
Clock will continue to run now. Split men to either side of the field here for the Blue Jays. I'll be snapping this one back, it looks like, to Jacob. No, it's a give for the give. They snap it to Makings. He hands it off to Heron, and Philip Heron off the right guard. He'll pick up 5 yards on first down.
Quentin Brandon, your linebacker, getting the tackle there for the Panthers.
Second down and 5. The ball spotted now at around the 13-yard line. Clock says the 11. They've got a much better view on that other side of the field than we do here from down on this end.
Yes.
Snap it back. There's a flag. The play is blown dead. The snap popped off the hands of the back. And then the flag flew, the whistles blew, and the play is stopped. So it's going to be a false start against Rockport.
You know, that might have saved Rockport a little bit there because that snap was not great, and the quarterback was having some trouble getting a handle on it.
So now we go back to second and 10. Yes. At their own 18, or at the Mound City 18, excuse me. So the Blue Jays over the football again. Makings on the right side, Heron on the left. Motion man from right to left, snap to Makings, and a flag goes again. This time out on the side judge, and that's going to be another penalty against the Blue Jays.
Are you keeping track of the penalties?
No, I'm not. I normally do, but with the current setup tonight, I'm not really able to.
Wow.
I don't have enough room to keep everything, but that's another penalty. Holy cow. Procedure. Now they have the ball. Second and 15 at their own 23.
All right.
I would probably have ran out of room by now anyway on my chart for penalties. clock will start to move here, down to a minute to go in the half. Brockport threatening, 2nd and 15. Here comes a motion man across. Making is going to follow his running back. Making jumps over one defender. He fights his way up the field. He gets taken down hard right near the first down marker. One of the guys in the chain gang thinks he's got it. No, he's about 2 yards short. He got 13 yards on the pickup.
Jesse Knapp in on the tackle for Mound City.
Timeout call by the Blue Jays. They trail it 20-12 to Mound City, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTN, or excuse me, on Study 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport took the timeout with 41 seconds to go. 3rd and 3 from the 9, trailing 20-12 to the Mound City Panthers. Double tight set this time, two backs in the backfield. Snap it back, and Makings wants to throw. He scrambles right and slips and fell down. Oh, unfortunate for the Rockport Blue Jays there. Makings tried to turn the corner, and his feet went out from under him, and the Blue Jays call timeout. We'll be back in Rockport in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A big play coming up in this ball game. 4th and 8, maybe 9 from the 15-yard line for Rockport. 4th down, trailing the Panthers 20-12 right before halftime here. And the motion man from the right to left making looks, and they blow the play to
the end. Flag from the far side.
Motion man came from the outside. Another procedure call against Rockport. That's at least the 3rd one during this drive, isn't it?
I'm going to say about 4 of them right in a row.
And that will put them back. It's now 4th and 14, and they're back at their own 20-yard line. They got to get down to around the 5. Got a man split right, split left. Deep man defensively for Mound City. Here comes motion across the formation. Making it looking. Hit as he throws it. It is just short. Pass intended up the field. Incomplete for Colton Stevens. And Mound City gets the break again. A little short on the pass. And all those 3 procedure penalties just really, really killed that drive for Rockport.
Mound City had that well covered. You had 4 white jerseys down there in that little area, and then covering the 1 blue jersey. So, again, incomplete pass, turnover on downs. Mound City has it.
Mound City's got 28 seconds to go here. I think a couple timeouts. Let's see what they do here. You don't really take a big gamble here. And it's going to be Rother trying to get to the outside. He does. Oh, and he went down there.
One of the coaches.
Pushed out of bounds by Colton Stevens on the far sideline.
Coach.
One of the coaches.
I'm not sure which one it wasn't.
This is going to be tough for your players.
Well, I know it's not Coach Tenney. I know it's not Coach Standifer, but, man, he got hit right in the knees.
Yeah.
Rother picks up about 5 on the play. Coming around that corner. He's up.
He's up. He's moving.
I don't think he got hit in the knee. Okay, play goes to the left side. And Mound City will get what they needed for the first down and take a timeout. All right, here we are. 13 seconds to go, Mound City ball and timeout, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3.
Blue Jays Stadium is where we're at in Rockport, Missouri here. We've got just seconds before the first half comes to an end tonight. You're listening to the Panthers and the Rockport Blue Jays on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Auburn tonight. Fall City Tigers playing the Auburn Bulldogs tonight over on KTNC. You can listen to that one if you would like. All right, here comes Mound City. It's first down and 10, and Ruther keeps it, runs the bootleg to the right side. He breaks loose, and he is hit and knocked down in Blue Jay territory at the 35 with 5 seconds to go. He ends up with a 13-yard gain, and the Panthers take another timeout. We'll keep it here this time.
Phillip Heron coming up and making that hit. And, again, he hit him high, but if he wouldn't have made the hit, again, Mound City might have had a touchdown there.
That was close. He looked like he was going to be in the open there for a second.
Yeah.
So it will bring up first down and 10, but with only 5 seconds to go, it's basically first down and 35 for Mound City because that's where the goal line is, 35 yards up the field to the south end where they're going left or right here. Toward the south end zone in the second quarter tonight. I'm John Nixon along with Troy Nelson, and we had a pretty exciting football game.
Yeah.
This is not the prettiest game we've seen this year, Troy.
No.
Too many, if you like flags,
yeah.
If you like yellow hankies, it's a pretty good ball game, and I don't know any coaches that like those.
Not this many.
All right, here we go. It will bring up first down play with 5 seconds to go. Ruther calls the count. He drops. He looks. He's looking for Will Young down the sideline. He's got two men open, and he's still running. And now he loads it up. He fires. It's up the field, and it is going to be caught. Oh, they're knocked it away from each other.
Oh.
It was going right for Will Young, and it was also going right into the hands that time of Brendan Tubbs, and Brendan knocked it away. He thought he had it.
Oh.
Will Young thought he was going to get it. And, oh, that's a word of Coach Stanford. How tapped yeah. Both on the other fellas.
Yeah.
Heck of a try. He's I think he's smiling just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But that end of the first half, Mound City 20 and Rockport 12. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Fall City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Why drive out of town when you can get the care you need right here? Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Adam Streit to our staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Streit specializes in orthopedic and sports medicine, including orthopedic surgeries, and will be seeing patients right here on our outpatient clinic weekly, beginning on September 17th. Please call your primary care physician for a referral. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime at Rockport, Blue Jay Stadium. The band's out to perform at halftime here for the Blue Jay fans over on the far side of the field here tonight. We got a good one, 20-12, with a wrap-up of the first half scoring. Here's Troy Nelson.
All right, this halftime stat sheet brought to the Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined. Arm Brewster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Falls City. In the first quarter, 9:51 left, a two-yard run by Brendan Tubbs puts Mount City on the board first. Six plays, 65 yards. The PAT failed 6-0. Rockport answers back on the kickoff return. 70 yards by Dakota Evans with 9:40 left in the first quarter. All right, no PAT, so tied at 6. All right, and then Rockport comes back with 2:39 left in the first quarter. A 55-yard pass from Micah Makings to Corby Jacob. Six plays, 65 yards, and the two-point conversion failed. 6-12, Rockport has the lead. In the second quarter, 11:55 left in this 5-yard run by Brendan Tubbs puts Mound City back in. Two plays, 27 yards. Cole Gillenwater in for the two-point conversion to give Mound City the lead, 14-12. Then with 2:58 left here in the first half, 29-yard run by Trevor Tubbs. Four plays, 55 yards, two-point conversion fails. And at halftime, Mound City on the road has the lead 20-12 over Rockport.
So 20-12 is where we are at. The Rockport Blue Jays needing to win to stay in that possibility of a bye next week. Mound City, they need a win to get a bye next week. It's our understanding that whoever wins this game will probably get that bye next week in the first round of the district playoffs here in Missouri 8-man football in Northwest Missouri. As I said, the band is out performing here. I do have a halftime score, I believe it is, from Jug Brown Stadium. Auburn leading Falls City 34-0. Auburn, another team that's going to be in the playoffs next week. They hold on to that one. This should be a home game for the Bulldogs next Friday night. So they got a lot of playoff football starting next week. 8-man football. City Heart out on the road at Kennesaw next week at 6 o'clock. That game will be on KTNC. Johnson Brock on the road at Riverton next week. Cedar Rapids, that sound right, Troy?
Cedar Rapids.
At Cedar Rapids where they play that game. That will be a 5 o'clock kickoff, and that game will be here on Sunny 101.3. Well, that's what's coming up right now. Right now, we'll send things back to studio. We'll hear from our sponsors. We can't do this without them. Say thank you whenever you get a chance to our fine sponsors of high school football and basketball throughout the winter here on Sunny 101.3. Then we'll check on the weather forecast, see what they're going to do to us for this weekend. Back with some more of our sponsors. Then back here in just about 5 minutes, coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
The Highland Community College Theater Department presents The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Increasing cloud cover tonight, a low of 44 degrees with east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday looks sunny for most of the day, but we'll see a chance of showers and storms popping up late in the afternoon with a high temperature of 65 and east winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, showers and a few rumbles of thunder with a low of 54 and easterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, we'll see a continuing chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high temperature of 71 with winds out of the southeast gusting up to 30 miles an hour, and those winds become more westerly as we head into the late afternoon. Sunday night, showers moving out of the area with a low around 44 degrees. Monday looks partly sunny with a high temperature of 58. Tuesday, chance of showers and storms with a high temperature near 70. And for Wednesday, look for a chance of showers with a high temperature around 65 degrees. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Hey volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top 5 ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back here to Blue Jay Stadium in Rockport. Halftime numbers, stats brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, where they've been in business for 70 years in Falls City. First half for Mound City, they have Trevor Tubbs, 4 carries, 42 yards in the score. Brendan Tubbs, 8 carries, 54 yards, 2 touchdowns. William Rother, 10 carries, 100 yards, no touchdowns. He's 1-2 passing for 4 yards. For Rockport, Colby and Jacob, 1 carry, minus 6 yards, 1-1 passing for 18 yards. Phil Heron carried 4 times for 15 yards. Colton Stevens, 7 for 30. Mike Macon, 6 carries, 23 yards, 1-3 passing, 5 yards and interception. And Dakota Evans, 5 carries for 15 yards here in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Our score, Mound City 20 and Rockport 12 in this district game tonight between these two Highway 275 conference teams. We'll take another 2 minute timeout and be back here in Rockport on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and local advantage, we are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
More important sports coming up tomorrow over here in Northwest Missouri. The girls District 1 volleyball tournament, District 16 in Class 1 tomorrow at Tarkio. Number 4 seed West Nottoway, Nottoway Holt takes on Mound City at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. At 2:15, South Holt, the 2 seed, takes on number 7, North Nottoway. Number 3 seed, East Atchison, takes on number 6 seed, Union Star King City. Mound City is the 5th seed. If Mound City wins tomorrow against West Nottoway, Nottoway Holt, they move on to play top seed Rockport tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. Actually, that's 5:30 Monday evening. The other semifinal at 6:45, and the championship then coming up later next week on the 26th. So district volleyball set to get underway in Northwest Missouri. So it started last night, but the Mound City teams and South Holt and East Atchison and Rockport all getting underway. Well, actually, Rockport won't get underway until Monday. Two teams out warming up. They put the extra warm-up period up on the clock to get the kids warmed up for the second half. While they do that, we've got a break. Time for one more break. We'll be back with a kickoff of the second half in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Mound City Panthers lead the Rockport Blue Jays 20-12 at halftime tonight here at Blue Jays Stadium in Rockport. The winner gets a bye next Friday night. We'll get a week off. You heard the coach's show this morning with Coach Dalton Jones of Rockport. He said it will be like a little mini vacation. We might even get a couple of days off from practice. So he is certainly hoping for that for his squad. Mound City will be kicking off here to start this second half. They will go left to right toward the south end zone here in quarter number three. Blue Jays will have back their deep Dakota Evans. He has done a nice job. Returned one already for a touchdown earlier in the ball game on the after Mound City had scored. Here's one caught going backwards and back to the 15-yard line. Cut out the field and a nice tackle made it around the 23-yard line. Ball being returned there that time on the carry. Coming back was Fulton Stevens.
Brad Sutton, your sophomore, making the tackle there for Mound City.
Rockport on the 22-yard line to start this series. 11:55 to go here. We were talking with some of the folks from Rockport about before the ball game. I was asking, making sure I got all the Missouri rules just right. Here we go. In the wing, snap it back, carrying the football straight forward as Heron. He gets around the corner, 30, 35, 40. He's into Mound City territory and runs out of bounds. Before anybody can hit him, he'll go out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
Shoving him out of bounds there. I guess not shoving him, but escorting him out of bounds is Will Young, your defensive back.
21-yard pickup on the play there by Philip Heron. They said, well, the way we play the offense, the way we run, the way Mound City runs, well, we're not sure anybody could score 40 points to get to a 45-point lead in this game, which we didn't expect anyway, and it looks like it's going to be a fight to the finish here tonight.
Yeah.
First and 10 from the 37 of Mound City. Straight ahead goes the running back, and Heron again fights inside the 35 or the 34. He'll get about 3 points. He was straining that time, Troy. It looked like he hoped he didn't pull anything.
Jesse Knapp in on the tackle, along with some help from your defensive lineman, Chase Meyer.
Heron, I think he did. He, you know, he's just trying his best not to show. He got dinged a little bit on that play. Like he stretched that leg out quite a ways. He's up there. He's back on the left side. Micah Makings on the right side for the Blue Jays here. On the left hash mark, snap it back. Makings is going to follow Heron this time. They've got Makings around the leg, and Micah will move to about the 33-yard line. He'll pick up just about a yard on the play. Maybe, yeah, give him a yard.
Chase Meyer in on the tackle there for the Panthers.
Third down, six now for Rockport here. Penalties in the first half. Just, oh, those coaches had to talk about that at halftime, their players.
Yeah.
Three unsportsmanlike conduct for personal foul penalties against Mount City in the first half. That's really unusual. Split the backs, wingman on the left side. Back, the snap goes. Heron got away from one man. They had him around the leg. He broke free of that and right into another defender for a loss on the play, maybe half a yard.
Rylan Hall coming up from his defensive back position to hit him first in the backfield, and then Chase Meyer following it up.
Well, you're too close to punt in an eight-man game at the 33-yard line, we'll call it. Fourth down and seven for the Rockport Blue Jays. Heron in the backfield, double tights. He'll split a man to the right side this time for the Blue Jays. Heron, spin back. Here comes a man in motion. Heron, no, Makings keeps it. Makings up the field he goes, and I think he got the first down. Or it's going to be, I thought he had it. Now I'm looking at the angle. I'm not sure. Yes, he did. He needed seven, and he got about eight on the play.
Rylan Hall, your junior offensive lineman, coming up and making the tackle.
Finally puts Rockport over 100 yards rush in the ballgame. Troy, even if Mount City has given up a first down, yeah, I mean, it's you earn it if you're Rockport. I mean, the defense for Mount City is playing tough, hard-nosed football.
That defensive line is doing what they need to do.
All right, now we get on with a two-back set again. We've got the wing back on the right side. Snap it back. Heron straight forward and good penetration again by the Mount City front. He'll get forward for a short yardage to bring up second down and about almost nine and a half.
Noah Oswald, junior defensive lineman, coming in making the tackle.
Blue Jays, Makings goes over, gets the play. Again, the Blue Jays, they're playing tonight without starting quarterback or spin back. Hayden Burke, injured last week down in South Hole. He's out tonight. They missed their quarterback, a defensive back starter. Snap it to Heron, straight ahead he goes. A little more room this time, and he gets that hand down on the ground, keeps his balance. He'll be down to the 20, near the 20-yard line, it looks like. We'll bring up third down and about three.
Jesse Knapp in on the tackle there for the Mound City.
Six-yard pickup. So now another third down and four for the Rockport Blue Jays. They break the huddle. Heron and Makings in the backfield. No, Heron is going to split out into a wing position. Now in the backfield, Corby Jacob, the freshman. Give it to Makings. He runs the left side, and Mike is hit. And he will move forward for very short yardage again. It'll bring up fourth down. Well, bring up fourth down and a long one, yard and a half. He got about a yard and a half on the play.
Junior linebacker Quentin Brandon coming up and getting the tackle for the Panthers.
Fourth down, I'm going to call it fourth and two here. The ball is at the, they need to get to what, the 18-yard line it looks like, or about the 20?
Yeah, they're inside the 20.
They're about the 18. They need about a long yard here. Makings on the left side of the formation of the backfield. He'll take the snap. He'll run to the outside, and he is submarine, but I think he got the first down, what he needed, but not much more.
Will Young, defensive end on that side, hitting him first again, low, but again, not enough to stop him as he falls forward and gets enough for a first down.
First and 10, the ball spotted now at the 16-yard line with the pickup there. Well, they're trying to get down to the goal line here. Troy, is that a fire up there on the hill?
Yes, it is.
I wonder what that is. I hope that's just a barbecue or something going up there. Or
somebody's house having a
house fire. There we go. The backs split. Snap it back. Makings drops. Wants to throw. Pressure. Hit and dropped for a loss on the play.
Jesse Knapp.
Knapp's had a big game. Makings was at the 16. He will lose yardage. Back to, call it the 19, a loss of three on the play. he had the option to throw it or run it. He didn't find any receivers open. And by that time, it was too late to run it. There we go now. Second down and 13, making straight ahead, first through the line, and is into the defensive backfield. He'll be knocked down by the Panther defense with a good gain on the play.
He kind of tripped over his own player there and fell backwards, so I don't know who you're going to give the tackle there to on the Mound City.
Gain down the bring up six. He'll pick up seven on the play. Now the ball will be spotted down at the 11-yard line, third and six. Again, in the backfield is Jacob, the freshman. Makings on an inside handoff to Heron. He gets around the corner, tripped up, and I think he'll be close to a first down or not.
That was,
he ran a long way. He didn't get much. He only got a yard on that play.
That was a great shoestring tackle there on the far side by number nine, Quentin Brandon, and he comes up a little gimpy.
I apologize for the angle we're at. It looked like he had a lot more yards. There's an injured friend. He's up on the ground, off the ground here now. Coach Stanford out there to check him out. We're going to have an officials timeout. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Here we go, fourth down and about 2.5, maybe 3 yards for the Rockport Blue Jays, deep in Mound City territory. Makings will take, no, he'll give the snap off Heron, and Heron, I believe, running right, no, that was the freshman, Jacob, Corby Jacob, 26, not 22. He gets up a little gimpy, but he got the first down.
Yeah, he's hot run off on his own, but he's going out of the, hitting the sideline here.
First and goal at the 4 yard line now. So here come the Blue Jays over the ball from the 4. Snap the ball back.
Oh,
we got all kinds of movement. Mount City, it looked to me like the Panther jumped offside.
Yeah.
Two of them went at once. And they're going to step it off against the Panthers half the distance. That'll put the ball at about the 2 yard line. First and goal at the 2. So now again, Rockport. Makings is a big back, 185 pounder. Snap it, going to the right side back, and man, great defense. Nowhere to go. Carrying the football that time again was Heron, I believe, and Phillip found no running room.
Ryland Hall doing a great solo tackle there, just hitting him face-to-face, wrapping him up and driving him backwards, getting his hips low and just moving.
Makings putting a lot of miles on tonight, running over to get that play between each play from the coaching staff on the sideline. Yeah, that's one of the things where he's not used to doing that. Again, our guy does that every play.
Right.
He's not used to doing that. Here we go. Heron Makings in the backfield. Snap the ball. Heron trying to skirt the left side. Turns and knocked down short of the goal. I now got to make sure it was Heron coming our way. Yeah, it was Phillip Heron. He'll be up close. He started out at the 2. And now it's third and goal from the 2.
About 3 white jerseys there and on the tackle for the defense.
Mound City trying to hold out the Panther. Hold out the Blue Jays from the goal line once again here. 20-12. Mound City with the lead. This is the first drive of the second half, and it's a long one.
Yeah.
3:23. They've had almost 9 minutes off this clock. Turn, and it's Makings. Oh, what a stand by the Panther defense. He was moving forward, and the Panthers came like a wave from the goal line, the end zone, and knocked him down. No gain on the play.
We got Chase White in on the tackle along with Trevor Tubbs.
Wow. Did he get a yard? Is it down to the 1 yard line?
Well, from my angle, I can't tell.
17th play of this drive coming up, Troy. Split right, split left. Herod and Makings in the backfield on fourth down and goal. Trying to spread out. Here comes a motion. Oh, an offensive lineman went down early. It's going to move him back 5 yards and bring up fourth and goal from back around the 6 yard line. The penalties in this game have just been killers.
And that offensive lineman, as soon as he popped up, he knew he was in trouble and he's all over himself.
So the ball moves back to the 7 yard line. Oh, wow. All right, 17th play of the drive. Another attempt here. Split a man wide to the right out there is Dakota Evans. The man to the near left side over here is Brecklin Kelly. Heron in the backfield with Makings. Long count. Motion man in the end took off early. End on the right side, started up the field before they snapped the ball. Coach Dalton Jones saying, relax, boys, relax.
Wow.
Back-to-back procedure calls makes it fourth and goal from the 7. Now it's fourth and goal from the 12. Oh, my.
Jeez. That penalty happened at least 7 or 8 times on him tonight.
All right. Same formation. Receiver to either side of the field from the 12-yard line. He went again.
He moved
again. Second straight. Oh, Coach Jones is just beside him.
Oh,
I don't blame him. Back to back to back procedure calls against the Blue Jays.
Oh.
It went from fourth and goal from the 2 to fourth and goal now at the 17-yard line. Well, they got a lot of room to work with now. They can pull it long. I guess that's the optimistic side of things. Spread him again. And he went again, Troy. 3 consecutive plays. The same player jumped off sides for Rockport. Coach, you need to take him out.
I was just going to say, at some point.
He's in his head now.
Yeah, he's so frustrated. He's taken himself out of the game.
Timeout is called on the field, on the procedure call. And we'll return here to Rockport in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Here at Rockport, John Nixon, Troy Nelson, and Troy, we're across the field from the stands where the fans sit. I wonder if the Blue Jay fans are sitting in complete, total shock and disbelief, or if they're just wanting to scream. Makings comes out of the backfield in there at the quarterback, and the gun, Corby Jacobs, the freshman, takes a snap. Inside handoff, double reverse, Makings.
Oh,
caught!
Oh.
Touchdown, I think. No. Short of the goal line. A double reverse pass that was caught. Did it get the first down?
I'm going to say no, by the way, the chain gang is setting up a turnover on down.
Oh, goodness.
That was a beautiful drawn-up play after that timeout. Wow.
They needed 22. The ball is spotted at the 3, at the 2. So they picked up 20 yards on the pass play. But that wasn't enough. It was fourth down, so Mound City gets the football now. Oh, man.
Now what?
Mound City at their own two. And now timeout Mound City. They lead it 20-12. What a wild thing. We've been going here in the third quarter, back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Seven plays on that drive, Troy, for Rockport. Four back-to-back-to-back-to-back receiver calls, and that was after Mound City had given him an offside penalty to put him down close.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Coach Standiford out with a minute 24 here, took the timeout, considering being settled down here. So the Panthers have the football for the first time in the third quarter.
There you go.
Mound City with the split back. Rother from the two just powers straight forward. That's a good idea. The senior quarterback goes straight forward, and he'll have short yardage on the play, but he gets a little running room, picks up two out to the four-yard line.
You know, your defensive line, I'm going to give that tackle to Christian Stickens, a senior.
How'd you pick just one?
Well, yeah, you know, I got my bifocals are seared in.
Good deal. All right, second down and eight. And Gillenwater in there at quarterback now. And they hand the ball off. Running the right side this time for Mound City is going to be Brendan Tubbs. And Brendan finds short yardage.
Sophomore defensive back Dakota Evans getting the tackle there for the Blue Jays.
Another two-yard gain. Rother over here on the sideline for Mount City. Gillenwater back in there at quarterback. What a big, big spot for him.
Yeah.
And the ball going straight forward. There's nowhere to go here for the Panthers as Brendan Tubbs runs straight forward. So Brendan knocked down well short of the needed yardage. No gain on that play. So it's now fourth down for Mound City and six to go. And that ends our third quarter. Mound City 20, Rockport 12. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We're ready to go in the fourth quarter. I'm John Nix along with Troy Nelson. It has been a wild, wild second half here. We played 12 minutes. Mound City has only ran 1, 2, 3 plays. Rockport ran 17 and got turned away on four consecutive procedure calls. Started out at the Mound City 2-yard line. Punt formation for the Panthers, and the punt is away. Nobody back for Rockport. The ball takes a good roll across the 40, inside the 35, and a roll dead around the 34-yard line. So Mound City, even though they didn't gain any yardage, they held it, ran some clock, and punted away safely where Rockport will get the ball back, but now they've got to go more than 40 yards to get to the end zone again. So we will see how this shakes out here. Rockport will have the ball first and 10 at their own. Set it down here, young man. 33. Sound right? Looks good to me.
Looks good.
We've got 11:51 to go in the ball game. Mound City up 20-12. All right. Blue Jay football. Snap it back. Makings will hand the ball off, and the running back tried the loose side, and then he got pushed back to about the line of scrimmage. Makings immediately turns around and goes back to the referee and talks to him. He has a complaint about something. I don't know what it was. A gain of 3 for Heron on the right side that time.
Had about 3 different white jerseys shoving him backwards.
Makings has a chat with the official, goes over and gets the play call, and here we go. 2nd and 7. Makings in the backfield along with Heron. Center can snap to either one, and guess what? A procedure call, I think, against Rockport. Unless Mount City jumped.
Well, I would say odds on is against Rockport.
Well, that's what I thought I saw.
As many flags as they've had on offensive possession, just that lineup.
No, offside pass. I wonder, because a second Blue Jay jumped that time also. So offside Mound City. So it'll be 2nd and 2 now. The ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Actually, the Mound City 39, and it's Heron trying the left side, and they get him around the legs, stop him, stand him up, and push him back.
Looks like we got Trevor Tubbs in on the tackle.
So 2nd down and 3rd down. And half a yard?
Well,
no.
We're going to give it to him.
What are we going to do here, folks? First down. Okay, well.
Yep.
Okay, got 2. A little delay on getting that one set up.
They did.
All right, snap the ball again, running straight forward and then push back. It'll be a short gain to the Mound City 35 once again for Philip Heron.
Brandon on the tackle along with Tubbs.
Pick up a 2. Mound City playing tough, stout defense. If Rockport gets down there and scores, that makes it a 2-point ball game, and those 2-point conversions, once again, going to come into play in this one. Right now, it's an 8-point lead for the Panthers. Split men to either side of the field on 2nd and 8. Motion out of the backfield. Makings throws a little wheel route. That's caught. Somebody ought to jump on that football. He went to Heron. He had on his hands for a second, got hit, and the ball popped loose. And they say incomplete.
And Quentin Brandon had a bead on him, and he was coming to unload everything he had.
That's one of those plays where you probably want to jump on that football just because.
Yes.
You don't know what the guy in the striped shirt might have seen from an angle he had compared to what you thought as a player. Split him to either side of the field, 2 backs in the backfield on 3rd down and 8. Snapping and running the ball straight ahead and running room for Heron. 1st down, drops the shoulder into a defender inside the 30 and down to the Mound City 25-yard line. A 14-yard pickup. Excuse me, down to the 16-yard line. That's a 23-yard pickup.
Brendan Tubbs, your safety, making a touchdown-saving tackle there for Mound City.
I've added again, Troy, 18 yards. I just keep adding up. He'll get a lot of yards here eventually if I keep adding them up. All right. Split him out. 2 men, one to either side of the field. Makings is going to keep it. Mike, who tries to run straight up the middle, he does. He's able to lean forward this time inside the 15 down to about the 11-yard line. He'll pick up about 5 on that 1st down play.
And he did a great job falling forward there because, again, he had Hunter Voltimer, your 280-pound defensive lineman, along with 2 other white jerseys, wrapping him up. And yeah,
Mike is a pretty good load, a strong young man, 185-pounder. He goes over, gets the play call, back, out he comes. They'll huddle up at the 20-yard line, the ball down to the Mound City 12. 2nd down and 5. They need to get almost to the 6-yard line here. This time the ends are in tight. Wingman on the right side. Snap it back. Heron straight ahead. Heron hit after a gain inside the 10. At the 8, he'll have about 3 or 4 more yards.
Looks like we got Knapp in on the tackle for the Panthers.
3rd and 3. Long 2. We'll call it 3rd and 3. We'll spot the ball at the 8-yard line of Mound City. Brockport's been down here, and they need to get something accomplished here. The clock winding down. 8.5 to play here in this ball game. Each team has used a timeout in the second half. Split a man out wide to the left, Breck and Kelly. And wide right. Snap the ball back, and it's Heron straight ahead again. He's still going inside the 5. They had him stopped, it looked like.
Yeah.
He powers his way all the way to the 1-yard line. Nice run, a pickup of 7. 1st and goal for the Rockport Blue Jays.
You know, again, you said it, John. You had some white jerseys wrapping him up, and it looked like they had forward progress stopped, and a couple white guys, white jerseys stopped before the whistle, and he just kept moving forward.
You know, Mount City's only ran 4 offensive plays, and they're lining. And the old saying is, you always get more tired playing defense, and the line's firing out on you. Mount City's probably getting a little winded here. They've only had 4 plays, including a punt, on offense here in the second half. 1st and goal from the 1. Snap it, Makings keeps it, dives forward, touchdown. He reached the ball over the goal line, and we've got a 2-point ball game. Micah Makings from a yard out makes it a 20-18 ball game with 7:44 to go in this contest. Big, 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 big play up here. 1, 2, 3. 8 plays on that drive, 47 yards. Most important play of the game at this point right now is this 2-point conversion. Rockport to go for the tie. And they hand it off on the inside and get in the zone. They caught him, but he got there anyway. The handoff on the inside reverse to Cud Evans ties up the ball game at 20 apiece. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Blue Jay Stadium here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. The 7:44 left in the 4th quarter, a 1-yard run by Micah Making. Captain 9 play, 47-yard drive by Rockport. Dakota Evans puts a 2-point conversion in to make this score 20-20.
Jared Hunter to kick it away, and it is caught by Tubb at the 10-yard line. 15, 20, 25. On his feet, knocked out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Good field position for the Panthers for just their 2nd possession of the second half.
Yeah, so now if you are the Mound City, you need to put a long drive together to give your...
Eat the clock. Both teams the same philosophy. Let's run it and pound it and get down the field and take all the time we can. And now, Panthers started their last possession, only possession this half on their own 2-yard line. Gillenwater in at quarterback. He hands it off. Straight forward he goes. That is going to be Brendan Tubbs on the carry. He is not convinced he ever got on the ground. He rolled over the top of the defender, but he'll be out to the 34-yard line. We'll pick up about 3 on 1st down.
In on the tackle there for Rockport is number 22, Philip Heron, 155-pound junior linebacker.
As our buddy Lucas Rush always tells me at these games, he said, you're right on schedule, the 3-yard pickup on 1st down.
Yep.
Don't get behind the chains here. Left hash mark, Mound City going right to left on this drive. Toward the north end zone of the 4th quarter, Gillenwater under center. Call the count. Toss it back. It's on the ground, and it's still on the ground. Who's got it? Bounce City must have got back on it. Hall ends up with the football for Mound City. That was Rylan Hall with a good job there. He'll bring up third and eighth. They only lost a yard on the play. Mound City lucky there. It's third down and eight. So Gillenwater in there at quarterback now. We have not seen William Rother back in the ballgame for a while here. The senior quarterback on a towel around his head walking the sideline. Split back set. Gillenwater back, hands off, and running the left side. Good defense. Nothing doing for Trevor Tubbs this time. And he will be knocked down at the 34-yard line, where it brings up fourth and seven.
Philip Perrin in on the tackle there for Rockport.
Well, what do you do now, Coach Staniford? Put it away, he says. We haven't seen any fake punts for a while.
There you go. It's happened.
Two blockers, and they're going to punt it. It's, you have a man back making. He's going to go back there, but he's just going to let it drop. Now he's going to pick it up. At about the 15, and he'll be back out. He'll be actually about the 17, probably. Return it to about the 22, and we've got a couple of Panthers that are shaking up, getting up slow on the play. They must have hit each other.
Well,
Will Young is one of them. He's getting up, but the other player that is injured for Mountain City is going to be Chase Meyer. Chase hobbles off the sideline, and we will continue here with Rockport football. They had the ball first and 10 at their own 22. With 5:36 to go in a tie ball game, 20 apiece here at Rockport, a Blue Jays stadium. Now the ball going to Heron. He's been finding some running room here late in this ball game. This time, not much. Tried the left side, and the Panthers shut him down after a gain of a yard and a half on the play.
Trevor Tubbs getting the tackle there for Mound City.
Clock says a gain of two. I'm not going to argue with the clock.
Okay.
No sense to argue the scoreboard. You can't win.
Yeah.
Second down and a long eight here for the Blue Jays. They got a couple of timeouts left. Rother goes over and grabs his helmet. He's talking to Coach Taylor Standiford over here on the sideline. Here's the snap. Makings with it. Cuts to the right. Tried to get back inside, and there's just nowhere to go. He'll be knocked down at the 25-yard line.
Noah Oswald hitting him low and bringing him down.
So it will bring up third down and seven, a gain of one there. The ball is on the 25-yard line. Big third down play here. Either team in a big hurry. Neither team passes it a lot. Rockport, when they have Aiden Burke, passes more than they have tonight. There we go in the wing, and it's back. Makings back, drops, looks, rolls right, flag, down, throws, incomplete. That's probably not going to bode well for the Rockport Blue Jays. Makings in, there's really nobody out here he was throwing to.
Right.
That could have been another issue, but I think he was outside the pocket, if that rule even makes fucking football. You know, you watch the NFL, you watch the college, you do high school, and you go, which rule goes where?
Right. Yes.
And the referees are having a conference. This is the type of conference where I think we think they might still call grounding. I didn't really see a receiver unless they were hit by the Mound City sideline, which could be.
I didn't see anybody over there either in the area.
And the referee points the other way. And he goes the other way in the stands.
Holding.
And
you know, they get together and talk for a long time, and it comes out.
But it's been right. That's the important part. Coach Danner saying, what's the call? It's a hold. He says, move him back. So that will move them. And then that happened in the backfield. So it's going to bring up second. Down again.
Was it third?
The down marker.
They say third of the down marker, but I don't think that's right, is it? No, they ran twice, then they passed, so.
Yep.
So that was third down. So now third and a whole bunch. Third and 17. The ball is back at the 15-yard line. They have to get to the 32. A reverse and now a pass. The pass and they hit the defense. They hit the running back and he is tackled all the way back, I believe, inside the 5.
Oh,
that was Makes. He had a chance to throw it, but he is dropped from the 15 back at the 5-yard line. He lost 10.
Ryland Hall making that tackle for Mound City.
He had a big game that and that fumble recovery a little bit ago. So now the clock is running, 3.5 to play. Tie ball game, 20-20. Fourth and a mile and a quarter here. Makes the punter. It's a high snap. Goes up, gets it okay, punts it away. It's going to be coming down, and I think it might hit a Blue Jay. That ball rolls to the 40-yard line where Mound City will let it roll dead. On their side of midfield, we'll call it the Mound City 39-yard line. Well, you like exciting football. We have been seeing some really, really good games the last 3 weeks here in Missouri with Mound City and South Hole 2 weeks ago, Rockport and South Hole last week, and now this one tonight. So Mound City at their own 39 get the football. 3:14 to go. This one will probably not come down to a field goal, Troy.
Yes.
In the back. Gillen Water, quarterback, bootleg to the right side, tries to turn the corner. They cover the inside out and knock him down just across midfield. A gain of a couple.
Looks like we got Dakota Evans in on the tackle for Rockport.
Gillen Water in there at the quarterback now for Mound City. Trevor Tubbs will bring a play in. Will Young is a big-time, big-play receiver for Mound City. He can go get it with the best of them at 6'4". He's a tight end on the left side if they want to throw. Toss it back, and it's going to be Tubbs caught in the backfield, spinning forward this time. For short yardage again is Trevor Tubbs, and Coach Stanford is not happy with the way that play developed.
Corby Jacob, your freshman defensive end, getting the tackle for the Blue Jays.
Gained 2 on the previous play. They lost those 2 yards on that play. So third down and 10. Gillenwater over, gets the play call. It might be third down, 9 yards and 2 feet, but we're going to call it third and 10 here.
Third and 10.
Split the backs. Tubbs and Tubbs. We've got Trevor on the right. Back to pass. Gillenwater looking, being chased. Lobs it up in the air, and it is intercepted by the Rockport Blue Jays. Coming up the field with the football and turning the ball back into Rockport territory. All the way back up the field is going to be Dakota Evans.
Shoved out of bounds over here by Mound City is number 24, Ryland Hall.
Hall again, but boy, a big interception there in Mound City's first turnover of the ball game. Evans caught that ball back around his own 25-yard line, and he returned it about 20 yards. So it's Rockport ball, first and 10, with a minute 50 to go. They're on the Mound City 35-yard line. All right, here we go again. Mike Makes in the backfield. Motion man is Evans. They give it Makes. We'll keep. He's to the sideline, and he is pulling his way forward. First down inside the Panther 25 to the 23-yard line. A gain of 12 on first down.
Brad Sutton bringing him down for about, well, again, first down for Rockport.
12-yard pickup to the Mound City 23-yard line with that run. Makes drags himself up off the ground, heads over across the field, gets the play call from Dalton Jones. Minute 30, clock winding down here. Last week, Rockport lost with 1 second to go in the game when the final score was made. Evans in motion, takes the handoff, runs the left side. He's got room on the sideline, and Dakota Evans is down inside the 10-yard line. And boy, Mount City, Troy, they're going to be unhappy. They thought he jumped again.
Yeah.
They thought he moved forward, and it's going to be down to the 4-yard line on that play. A 21-yard gain for Dakota Evans. First and goal.
Oh, man.
So Rockport coming over the ball. 1:15 to go. The clock stopped on the first down. Got a man split to either side of the field. Makings calling the count. Snap it back. Heron powering his way forward, and he'll be short for the goal line down to the 2. He picks up 2 yards on the first down play.
Chase Meyer, your defensive lineman, getting the tackle that time for Mound City.
Mound City might have to use a timeout here. The clock down to 58 seconds to go. You know, you talk about letting them score, Troy.
Yeah.
You just, you hate to do that, but.
Right.
This clock is getting away from the Panthers here. Makey's going to take all the time he can. Snap it. Heron running to the right side and hit and stopped again. Good defense down to the 2-yard line. He got a yard with Phil calling to the 1-yard line again. Phillip Heron on the carry for the Rockport Blue Jays. And it's third and goal at the 1.
Hall and Meyer in on the tackle that time again for Mound City.
18, 17, 16. It's running down. They've got timeout left. I got to stop it here for Mound City. Evans in motion. They've given the ball, trying to sweep it. No, he didn't make it. Coach Dalton Jones halfway out on the field calling timeout with 6 seconds to go. Evans did not make it. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, here's the situation. Rockport took the timeout. I believe that is their second timeout. I think they've got one left. Mound City has a timeout left, but they're just, all they want to do is get a stop here. We've got 6 seconds on the clock. It's 20-20. It's fourth and goal from the 1-yard line for the Rockport Blue Jays. Coach Taylor Sandiford out there with his defense. He would like to stay and get in there and try to make a tackle, but won't let it.
Yeah.
Makings, I gotta believe they're gonna go with Makings, the power back. Here comes the snap. Timeout.
Timeout, Mound City.
Timeout, Panthers. They take the timeout, we'll take a timeout, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Mound City and Rockport, 6 seconds to go. Rockport ball at the Mound City 1-yard line, fourth down. Micah Makings and Phillip Heron in the backfield. We've got a wing back on the right side for Rockport. Oh, no procedure calls now after Rockport. It's snapping. Makings running left. Makings in for the touchdown. Micah Makings with 2 seconds to go scores from a yard out to give his Rockport Blue Jays the lead for the second time in this ballgame. Makings with a 1-yard burst to the left side puts his squad up now 26-20. Here we go for the 2-point try. Snap it back. Heron hit in the backfield, dragging defenders with him, and he does not make it. So Mound City will get a chance to receive a kickoff here with 2 seconds to go. Back in 1 minute on KTN's on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Ready to kick it away is Rockport. Mound City stands back and around their own 15-yard line, and it's going to take a big bounce up the field. And Mound City, I think Rockport ends up on top of the football, and that is going to be your ball game.
Wow.
It was very much like an onside kick. It wasn't really an intentional onside kick, but the ball took a weird hop, and it is Rockport ball. They're headed this way to shake the hands of the Mound City Panthers, and this game ends right there. The referee, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. The referee is waving his hands. We have another officials conference here. Both teams are lined up to go shake hands across the field. The 2 seconds ran off the clock. As long as they didn't start before somebody touched it.
Correct.
There was kind of a scrum.
Well, you would
I think somebody's going to come out of this unhappy.
Yeah. Yep. You would think there would not be 6 seconds run off on that play.
Well, there's only 2 seconds left.
2 seconds. All right. So then,
Scored with 2 seconds left. That last play started with 6 seconds when they ran it in with a touchdown. Now, if it's indeed Rockport's football, it's just a matter of taking a knee.
Yeah.
And it is Blue Jay football. Was it making the gun on top of the ball?
Well, I really don't.
He was in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It is Rockport Blue ball. And now they're going to snap it in this wing. This is a little dangerous here. You can't have a bad snap, and they don't. Makings takes the snap, goes to a knee, and your final score is the Rockport Blue Jays 26, and the Mound City Panthers 20. Mound City 4-5 on the year, 6-3 for the Rockport Blue Jays. We will take this time out. We'll be back up and wrap up the ball game after this break on Sunny 101.3.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back here to Blue Jays Stadium in Rockport, Missouri. John Nixon, Troy Nelson with you here tonight. Troy, we've been treated to a fantastic finish here tonight. Rockport wins it 26-20. I'll let you tell us all about the scoring in this ball game.
All right. Our post-game scoring brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Selling the new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a new full-service body shop. In the first quarter, Mound City scores first, two-yard run by Brendan Tubbs, sixth play, 65 yards, PAT is no good, 6-0. Rockport answers back, 9:40 with the kickoff return by Dakota Evans, goes 70 yards to make it 6-6. All right, and Rockport scores again on a 55-yard pass from Micah Makins to Corby Jacob, six plays, 65 yards, two-point conversion is no good. All right, Rockport leads 12-6 after one quarter. In the second quarter, 11:55 left, a five-yard run by Brendan Tubbs puts Mound City on the board. Two plays, 27 yards. Cole Gillenwater in for the two-point conversion. Mound City has a lead, 14-12. And in the second quarter, 2:58 left, 29-yard run by Trevor Tubbs. Four plays, 55 yards, two-point conversion, no good. 20-12, Mound City at halftime. And in the second half, no scoring in the third quarter. So we go into the fourth quarter with 7:44 left. 1 yard run by Micah Making, nine plays, 47 yards. Dakota Evans puts a 2-point conversion in to tie the ball game at 20-20. All right, and 6 seconds left. A 1 yard run by Micah Making caps a 6-play, 35-yard drive. 2-point conversion fails. Rockport will win the game 26-20.
Rockport now 6-3 on the year. Mound City will finish up 4-5, and they will have to play next week in the first round of the districts. They will not draw the bye. Rockport should have the week off next week. One score to pass long. Auburn over Falls City tonight. Final 49-0 back at Jug Brown Stadium. Here we'll take another break. We'll be back and wrap up the contest for the final numbers after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Falls City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when needing and passing farm machinery on the roads. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.